jobs report that came out Friday of last week was the biggest miss since 1998. We were told more than a million new jobs would be added. The number, 266,000. March also adjusted downward, meaning since Joe Biden has been president, the jobs that should be getting filled are not being filled. A lot of people say it's because we're paying people too much to stay home. I mean, I talk to small business owners every day saying, I can't get enough people here to work, right? Congressman Bill Heisinger from Michigan's 2nd Congressional District joining me to talk about this. Congressman, good to have you back.
Hey, Gruber. Good being with you.
Good, sir. Good always to have you here. So, I mean, you must hear the same thing in West Michigan. People are like, I'd like to fill these jobs, but I call people. Heck, I hear stories about McDonald's giving me $50 bills just to show up for an interview.
Yeah. Yeah, it's actually pretty amazing. Somehow or another, this administration managed to come up with the lowest jobs creation while we have millions, literally millions of jobs that are open and available. And there's a couple of things. You know, look, we're still dealing with the psychology of coronavirus and all those. Let's be charitable and give people that. Then you start digging down into it. And when schools aren't open and when there's incentives to stay home, people are going to follow that. It's as simple as that. I mean, it's human nature. So we've got to do something about it. I just don't think this administration is serious about solving this issue.
Oh, I think they're serious about giving people government checks.
Yeah.
I think they're serious about gouging people that are high earners and successful individuals to pass out money to buy votes for future elections, which they're working on today in the Senate Rules Committee as well, buying future elections. But the fact of the matter is you got 7.5 million job openings. You've still got millions of people that are out of work. And yet last month, 165,000 more single women left the workforce across this country. I mean, it's not getting better. Do they not realize that all of this money going for unemployment keeps people on the sidelines, which is why states like North Dakota just yesterday said, we're out of this deal. Montana before that, other states saying, we're not going to take the federal matching money for unemployment because it's killing our economies here.
Well, but I think you hit on that earlier, right? They really don't want people to go back to work. And I go back to a hearing that we had in the Financial Services Committee back a number of months ago, and it was the chief economist for the AFL-CIO who was making the case that the federal kicker shouldn't be $300, by the way. It should be $600. He wanted to continue the $600 kicker. And meaning if you're on unemployment, you get an additional $600 from the federal government. And
per
he
week.
Went down this road. He went down this road saying that it was about economic justice, about racial justice, and that people weren't really wanting to stay home. It's just that employers refused, and that was the word he used, refused to take care of their employees and keep them safe. So they had no choice. And, you know, this is the basis of the assumptions that people have that lead you to this. And, frankly, I've got colleagues who would like to have a universal income, looking at you, AOC, and they want to have a universal income, and then
right.
People can just decide whether they want to go on and work and do something else.
Yeah,
that's not how this system works.
Well, I'm looking at a statistic here, Bill, that says 4 in 10 of the people that are out of work right now are getting paid more to stay home than they would get if they went back to the job.
Yeah.
40%. Okay, so if you had 40% of the 7 million jobs, I mean, that'd fill 3 million of them. Joe Biden keeps promising, oh, we're going to create millions of jobs by building windmills and tearing down power plants and all. I'm sorry. If that's true, where are all these green jobs?
Yeah. Well, they're not there. We know that. And, you know, like we were exploring, you know, here at the end of the day, we're at an inflection point. We're going to have to figure out, do we want to get people back to work and how do we incentivize that? Or do we want people to stay home? And clearly they're incentivizing that part right now, the way that the system is set up.
So the states can opt out, but obviously your state of Michigan, the governor there will never opt out. She'll stay and get as much free cash as she can and tell the world what a great job she's doing while sneaking off to Florida. But that's a different question for a different day. So if certain governors are going to take the money and other governors are going to say, I don't want the money, is that fair to the states that say, let's get back to work compared to the states that say, hey, we'll take the cash? I mean, how is that equitable, to use a Democratic term they like so much?
Good question. You know, I wish we wouldn't put our governors in that position. But you got to think back during the Obama administration and when the downturn in 2009 and 2010, they had a federal kicker too. They added extra money of $20 per week, not hundreds of dollars a week. And what would be ideal is that that we allow it to phase out. There's discussions already about trying to extend it yet more.
Sure.
And I hope we can come to our senses here and not have to put governors into that position.
Yeah, and so what about the economy in general? You see inflation, the price of gasoline's at $3. The price of wood is 280% of where it should be. The governor in your state is going to try to shut down an energy pipeline tomorrow, even though we saw what happened when the Colonial Pipeline gets shut down by hackers. It's a disaster, and yet these disastrous policies seem to be the ones that are being pursued. I'll give you the last word on
We're teetering right now, and for the Federal Reserve and for the Treasury to deny that we don't have inflationary pressures is just la la land. And from where I'm sitting, so this is economic gravity. We've been pumping the economy with all this stimulus. It's going to have to start coming down, and inflation is on its way, in my opinion.
Yeah, well, it has to be. I mean, you've devalued the currency right now. There's a headline sitting here. Cryptocurrency is now worth more than all U.S. currency in circulation. If that doesn't frighten people, I don't know what would. Congressman Bill Heisinger, always a good conversation, sir. Thank you for being here.
Hey, great being with you. Thanks.
Always appreciate it. There you go, Bill Heisinger, everybody. Still coming, Gordon Chang will be here on the program. Don't miss that as we talk about what's happening in China right here on the Steve Gerber Show.